in a minute. So thank you all for joining. This session will last for about 20 minutes. This meditation is about humanizing ourselves and maximizing our equanimity, which spells out home. We'll also be reminding ourselves that home is where the heart is. I think a few of you have said that. We'll also be turning on our heart light and letting our heart lights shine. This is a moment to remember that everyone has a heart light, and we can let our heart lights shine wherever we are, and we can always return home, wherever that is, and especially to our hearts. This meditation was inspired by two books and two songs. I will mention the two songs at the end. The inspiration for this meditation came from a practice that Lama Rod Owens calls the Seven Homecomings. It is in his book, Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger, which I highly recommend. From that book, we will be doing the Seven Homecomings practice. One of my favorite books as a child was The Giving Tree, which is behind me here, by Shel Silverstein. I read the French version. The literal translation of the title in French is The Tree with the Big Heart. I believe coming to the table is the tree with the big heart because it welcomes all and is the gift that keeps on giving. The logo, in fact, for coming to the table is made up of a tree in between two people looking at each other. I want to acknowledge that we can't come to and stay at the table without nourishing ourselves, and that one of the ways we can do that is by practicing mindfulness and meditation. Just like we can't run a marathon without stopping along the way for water and food, we can't run on empty. We have been repeatedly witnessing white supremacy in the form of hate crimes and other forms of oppression. We have been experiencing one traumatic event after another without having time to grieve and mourn. We haven't had an opportunity to slow down, take a breath, and reflect. This is our time. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes if that is comfortable, or soften your gaze and find a comfortable way to sit, stand, or lie down. Feel the surface and the earth fully supporting you. I invite you to place your attention on the gentle rise and fall of your natural breath. Just as it is, no need to change it. Inhaling and exhaling comfortably at your own natural rhythm. Just being in this present moment with your breath. Next, I invite you to begin to deepen your breath. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly. Next, inhale a little more slowly down into the bottom of your lungs. Hold it for a second or two and exhale a little more slowly. Again, inhale slowly and exhale a little more slowly, and do this a few more times on your own. When we have the opportunity to take a deep breath like this, it automatically slows down our heart rate and our minds. There's nothing we need to do to make this happen except to breathe deeply. When we use our breath to anchor into the present moment, we can notice how we are feeling in our minds, hearts, and bodies, and we can acknowledge all that we are carrying. Taking some time for mindfulness and meditation in the midst of stress is a gift we can always give ourselves. Now we will begin by evoking the seven homecomings. Remember that you can always return to your breath as an anchor. I will guide you through the seven homecomings and allow a short 10-second pause in between each one. Lama Rod Owens suggests using this practice as a template that you can modify and use to create your own homecoming circle. Begin contemplating the first homecoming of the guide. Reflect on any being who has been a guide, a teacher, a mentor, an advisor, or an elder for you. Reflect on the beings in your life whom you've gone to for guidance and support. Reflect on the beings who express love and compassion for you. Imagine that you're inviting all of those beings into the space with you. Invite them to gather around you in a circle and say welcome. Exhale and come home to being held by your guides. The second homecoming is your wisdom texts. Begin reflecting on any text that has helped you to deepen your wisdom. These texts can include any writing, books, teachings, sacred scriptures, quotes, and any form of artistic expression like songs, music, dance, visual art. Any text that has helped you to experience clarity, openness, love, and compassion are your sacred texts. Invite the essence of these texts into this space. You can imagine that these texts are actually present, and you can have a sense that their essence is encircling you with your guides. Say welcome to your texts. Exhale and come home to being held by your wisdom texts. The third homecoming is community. Begin by reflecting about the communities, groups, and spaces where you experience love or the feeling of being accepted and supported in being happy. Moreover, what are the communities and groups not only where you feel loved, but also where you feel as if you can love and return love back to others? Where do you feel safe to love? Where are you being loved? Invite those communities and groups into the space around you with your guides and wisdom texts. And if you don't feel as if there's a place like that for you right now, then you can invite the aspiration to be a part of a loving space into this space as well. Say welcome to your communities. Exhale and come home to being held by your communities. The fourth homecoming is your ancestors. Begin by reflecting on those ancestors who have wanted the best for you, including wanting you to be happy and safe. You don't need to know who these ancestors are. All you have to do is contemplate that there have been those in your familial line who want you to be happy. Invite those beings into the circle as well. Also reflect on the lineages you feel connected to, like the lineage of your spiritual tradition, or tradition of art or activism. Invite your lineage into the circle as well. As you invite your ancestors, remember that you too are in the process of becoming an ancestor. As you invite your lineage, remember that you are in this moment a lineage holder. Say welcome to your ancestors and lineages. Exhale and come home to being held by your ancestors and lineages. The fifth homecoming is the earth. Begin by reflecting on the importance of the earth under you and how it sustains your life and the lives of countless beings. Reflect on the energy of the earth, which is the energy of sustainability, stability, and foundation. The earth also represents the ground of your experience. So coming home to the earth means touching the earth, acknowledging the earth, surrendering to the earth, and allowing it to hold you, and as it holds you, understanding that it is loving you as well. Invite the energy of the earth into the circle. Say welcome to the earth. Exhale and come home to being held by the earth. The sixth homecoming is silence. Begin by reflecting on the generosity of silence as something that helps you to have the space to be with yourself. Reflect on how important it is to lean into silence, allowing it to hold you, and reflect on how you can embrace silence as a friend invested in your health and well-being. Silence helps you to understand how to use your language to benefit yourself and others. Allow the silence to be present and accepted. Invite silence into the circle. Say welcome to the silence. Exhale and come home to being held by the silence. Finally, the seventh homecoming is yourself. Begin by reflecting on your experiences of your mind and body. Consider how your experiences are valuable, important, and crucial. Invite all the parts of yourself into your awareness, including the parts of yourself that seem overwhelming. Embracing yourself as a homecoming means you make sure that you are showing up to being held by the other homecomings. Allow yourself to be present. Accept that you are present. Say welcome to yourself. Exhale and come home to yourself. Embrace all of your homecomings. You can see your guides, communities, ancestors, and lineages as your benefactors. You draw inspiration to open and be more vulnerable from your wisdom texts. You remember that the earth is under your feet and that there is silence. The silence is offering you the space to be with yourself. And then finally, there is yourself being held with the circle of care. Just sit in this circle and imagine that your benefactors are sending care and kindness into the circle. Try to feel that care in any way that feels appropriate. Just sit and connect to the care from your benefactors. Imagine now that your circle begins to radiate a sense of deep care for you. Feel that energy of care as a warmth that begins to fill up the inside of the circle around you. The warmth feels like a warm blanket wrapping around you on a cold day. Feel the warmth touch the skin all over your body. Imagine that the warm energy care begins to slowly sink into your body, through the skin, into your muscles, bones, organs, fat, and tissue. Imagine that this warmth is circulating everywhere in the body. Imagine that your circle begins to generate the energy of care for you, and feel that energy filling the space around you as warmth. Feel that warmth gently hold you and wrap you, and slowly begin to feel that energy of kindness, love, and compassion. This warmth from your benefactors slowly begin to sink into the body beneath the layer of skin, into the muscles, the bones, and the organs, as if you're being marinated in this energy of kindness. As you're breathing, imagine that you're breathing the kindness into your body and lungs. And when that kindness gets into your lungs, imagine this energy begins to circulate throughout the whole body, in the same way oxygen is taken in by the lungs and distributed throughout the cells in the body. Imagine the same thing is happening with this energy of kindness, that every cell gets fed by this energy. In the same way that you're being held by the energy of the earth, allow yourself to be held by the energy of kindness from your benefactors. Now shift your attention to your breath and imagine breathing in and out from your heart center. Imagine that you're breathing in the energy of kindness around you, which intensifies the energy of compassion in the heart center. Imagine that even more energy of kindness circulates throughout the body and from the heart center. You may experience some discomfort coming up. Whatever you may feel, allow your circle of care to hold it. Notice any discomfort and just imagine directing the energy of the kindness from your benefactors into the experience of this discomfort, if you have any. You can imagine that this energy is holding the discomfort. Maybe you can imagine that this energy is trying to dissolve the discomfort, or you can imagine that you're directing this energy into the very heart of the discomfort, attempting to fill it up with kindness from your benefactors, and filling up this discomfort in the same way this energy of kindness is filling up your body. Do you see any of the experiences as an experience and not who you inherently are? Keep breathing. You can even begin to send this energy of kindness back to a moment, to a time when you were hurt and didn't know how to deal with the hurt. Send the energy of kindness, compassion, and love to the hurt. Try to hold space to experience and to release the hurts, all while falling back into being held by your benefactors within this energy of kindness, compassion, and love, and falling back to the earth and being held by the earth. Allow yourself to return back to the present if you've gone to the past, and turn your attention away from the discomfort back into your circle of benefactors around you. Imagine that your circle of benefactors begin to dissolve this energy of kindness, compassion, and love that's been around you. Imagine that you absorb all of this remaining energy into your heart's center. Return to being held by the earth. You can turn the remaining attention back to your breath and breathe in any way that's comfortable for you right now. Remember that you can always come home to being held by your guides, wisdom texts, communities, ancestors, earth, silence, and yourself, and that you can create your own homecoming circle. Imagine now dissolving your homecoming circle into your heart center and rest in the residual energy of kindness, love, and compassion from your homecoming circle. I would like you to remember that where we began was with home being where the heart is, and with each other in our coming to the table circle with the big heart. I invite you now to listen or sing along as I recite a few lyrics from the songs that were inspired by this practice of the seven homecomings. One is Heart Light by Neil Diamond, and the other is This Little Light of Mine. Come back again. I want you to stay next time, because sometimes the world ain't kind when people get lost like you and me, because everyone needs a place, and home's the most excellent place of all. Turn on your heart light. Let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light. Turn on your heart light now. This little heart light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Starting with myself, I'm going to let it shine. Then in my family, I'm going to let it shine. Then in my community, I'm going to let it shine. Then for all humanity, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now I invite you to take several deep breaths, come back to your body, and express gratitude to yourself and the homecoming circle you created, and to the circles we have created with each other in these meditations and in coming to the table. I invite you to move your body in any way that is comfortable and shake out any stuck energy. Next, I invite you to blink your eyes and blink your eyes open. Before we end the recording and come back to the group, I invite you to take some time now, 30 seconds, to reflect on how you can take the energy from this practice out of this space and into your life. And if you are so moved, write down what came up for you during the seven homecomings practice. Thank you.